decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
This may be one of the biggest associational leaps I've ever made on the radio, but we just imaged this segment with the election of 2020, and I'm about to tell you about a sailboat race. I don't know how that exactly works. And then on top of that, Dr. Douglas Howard is here a full segment early from our normal Thursday get together and in person, no less. Doc, good to see you.
It's great to be here.
But you started telling me about an immigrant by the name of Istvan Kopar. This is probably about 4 or 5 months ago. How is he connected or should be connected to what the president's doing in terms of 2020? What's on the radar?
It has been fun to get to know Istvan and other people that are excellent examples of immigration in the United States.
Legal immigration.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. And proud to be citizens. We've done some videos with him talking about what that means to be an American to him. He's an American first. He still has his heritage and he has his family and he still has those Hungarian ties.
Sure.
But he'll be the first to tell you, get here, you learn English, you learn the way, how things are, you earn a living and stop trying to,
You assimilate to America. You don't make America assimilate to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me back up the tape a little bit, though. So who is Istvan and what was this Golden Globe race he participated in?
Okay. Istvan he's been a sailor his whole life. So he's from Hungary originally, is where he came from. And you don't think of Hungary as great sailors, right? But we're actually there a couple of weeks ago at the lake in the middle of Hungary where he learned to sail. And he was just in a race that he just finished. He was 8 months on the ocean. It was a circumnavigation of the earth without touching land. So he had no resupplying of his boat, no touching land. He didn't have any electronics. He had a normal radio, but no GPS, no directional things. He had to use the sexton where you go out, and he was explaining to me, you have to get it when the boat's not rocking too bad, and you have to match the stars and the sun and the horizon and all that and figure out where you're at all the way through. But anyways, so alone, all by himself on a boat for over 8 months to go around the earth. And he just finished that, and we were in France with him when he came in. He's the first American to have ever done this.
Wow. To complete the race.
To complete it. Now, he's not the first person, but he's the first American.
Some Americans have competed in the past, but they didn't last.
Yeah, well.
But he completed the task.
Most don't ever want to attempt it.
Right.
He's on. You have to imagine, the boat he was on was only 33 feet long.
For 8 months,
by himself.
Wow.
And he had to have all of his own food provisions. He couldn't have water makers, and he had to collect water from the dew. No desalinization treatment, anything like that. It was just like it would have been back in the 50s or earlier.
And he represented America, and he came in fourth?
He came in fourth.
And there were how many competitors to start?
22, I believe.
Okay.
And only four. Five might make it. But all the rest, it's over. I mean, it's well past. I think one more will probably still come in. But, yeah.
So. Did they lose anyone in this race?
No. They did have, what's equivalent to a black box.
There are some safety features that they've had it in there in this go-around. How long has it been since this race was held?
1962 or 4.
Okay.
1960s.
Okay. So it's been a long time. But as an American, he finished... yay USA.
Yeah.
And as an immigrant, what a great story.
Well, as an immigrant, I got to tell you this too. He immigrated, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe.
Right.
But one of his daughters is now a surgeon in Missouri somewhere. And she just graduated medical school and doing great things. His other daughter graduated from Naval Academy. And she's a Navy pilot.
Oh, wow.
And he's just, he's so American. You just can't, he will fight for his right to raise a flag on his balcony of his house when somebody says you can't do that. You know, he ended up selling the place and going out and buying another place where he could.
And last dot to dot here, his connection to balance of nature. You guys did something you haven't done in the past, and that is you became a sponsor for him in this process. But he also utilized balance of nature while on the boat.
Yes, and he actually came in healthier than anybody else coming in. It was his main source of nutrition.
Sure.
He just had some other, you know, kind of meats and fatty foods to give some calories, but all his source of nutrition was balance of nature.
All right. Well, Doc, it's always good to have you in studio. When we come back from this break, we're going to do our normal Thursday wellness segment. But friends, they've got some films on YouTube and some other things. Go to balanceofnature.com, look for the information. But Istvan Kopar, what a great story. And congrats to him as well. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Sort of like Istvan Kopar's boat. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature. Kevin McCullough, you know that I'm a big believer in Balance of Nature and what it's done in my own health. And I have better energy. I don't get sick nearly as much anymore. In fact, there was one of those times, Doc Howard, just in the last a couple of weeks where we had this just attack of allergens, just pollen and grass in the sky like you wouldn't believe. And I felt in the back of the throat, and I said, you know what? I'm taking 20 of each tonight. I went to bed. The next morning, I woke up. It was like I hadn't even had the sniffle. It was really, really cool. Hey, on the Wellness Thursday thing, we have been talking about these 20 different ideas that should be common sense about nutrition, but somehow aren't. And we're up to this one that I think a lot of people don't understand. So we talked about sugary drinks and diet drinks a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But people are not aware that fruit juice isn't really all that different from the sugary drinks, and they probably should be aware of that. Talk to us about this.
Well, anytime, number one, when we start hearing about this is if somebody's on a diet. You know, you hear, well, don't drink juices.
Right. You want a soda? No, give me an apple juice.
Yeah. Well, and here it's one step worse. If you go, I'm sorry, but if you go to the store and you buy this apple juice in these bottles that's been pasteurized and killed, and it's just a brown-colored sweet water with a few nutrients in it, it's just not the same thing. Here's the biggest effect that people have to understand. For example, if I have a diabetic patient, and I will have them eat fruits. I'll have them eat a couple of apples a day. Mm-hmm. People go, oh, he's diabetic, he can't eat an apple. No, that's not true. Because all the natural other chemicals, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in just an apple alone.
Right.
And different ones in an orange, and different ones in a lemon, and different in mango, so forth.
And on fruit where you can eat the seed and the skin, there's even more so.
Oh, even more so, absolutely. Yeah. That's very important. And the core.
Yeah.
I also tell all my patients, eat the core of the apple, you know, and the skin of the apple. Don't skin it and core it and eat the pith in between.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, the nutrients are where that plant's going to come to life, down along the seed, what's keeping it alive. There's the highest nutrients of all. And the protection on the outside is all that chemistry that's making that protection.
Right, right, right.
So anyways, I can have somebody eat an apple, and their blood sugar is not going to go skyrocketing all over the place. But if they take that same apple and they turn it into juice, and they have a half a cup of juice from it, then they drink that juice, it's just going to skyrocket way out. It's not the same thing, and people have to understand this. I learned a term when I was Dean of Foreign Student Affairs at Pavlov Medical University in Russia for 4 years. And there was a term we started teaching patients, especially as people age, by the way, because it just doesn't happen when teeth get worse. But we'd say, drink your food and eat your water.
Okay, I think I understand what that means, but explain it for people that may be confused by it.
Drink your food. Chew it until it is till you can literally feel like you're drinking. You chew, masticate that food. Make sure you chew it and chew it and chew it. Don't chew it and don't swallow it in chunks.
Right.
And drinking, don't guzzle your drinks, especially if it's not water. But even water, take your time with it. Let it absorb. Let it take its course all the way through. Don't just chug it down. And like I said, especially if you're drinking even smoothies or other things like that, that, you know, but chew your water and drink your food.
There you go.
Sounds very strange, but it truly works.
And don't get that stuff off the shelf thinking that store-bought apple juice is going to be any healthier than a big glass of Coca-Cola.
You know, there was another point when you were talking when we first started that I wanted to bring up, because, you know, the pollen and the travel season's coming
right
on, and I just got off of a plane
right
and ran straight in here so from Europe. And I was talking to some people on the plane. It was just interesting how many people are going, oh, you know, and they're wearing masks on the plane, because I was on Singapore Air. Wonderful airline, by the way.
Right.
But they were, you know, wearing masks so they didn't catch other people's stuff, because you're in a congested area. And you know, I just sit there and was taking my balance of nature. That's what brought in the conversation. I'm popping extra so I don't get jet lag. I don't get, you know, I've been up 24 hours right now coming here, and I don't feel it at all. But here's the key, is when we're traveling, if with balance of nature, you increase your dose, it helps to fight the jet lag, but it also helps to fight those illnesses. People frequently get colds and flus carried off of the airplanes, and it's a great way not to destroy or ruin your trip.
Yeah.
By the time you get somewhere, you get home.
Well, they say that if you cough within an area, that people may be contagious, like in that area, for like up to an hour after you've left, depending on what it is that is causing
the
cough.
Can be if you touch the surface and then touch your food.
So so there's, and the germaphobe in me is like, okay, let's just not take any chances.
Well, and that's just, and you know,
lots of Durasan wipes and lots of balance of nature in my body when I go.
And you know, I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's so funny when I literally do not worry about the germ theory anymore. In fact, call me a heretic, whatever you'd like, but I'll say to people, I don't believe in the germ theory. And they're, oh, you know, how can you say that? You're a doctor. No. I know there's germs.
Right.
But the theory that germs cause disease is not real. It's not true. What causes disease is a weakened immune system. The germ theory saying that germs cause disease is not real. Disease comes from a weak immune system allowing a germ to take effect in an area it shouldn't be.
Bottom line is, you preventatively stay healthy and keep your immune system strong, you're much less likely to be impacted by those germs.
Absolutely. So when you're traveling and you're going, make sure you build up
dosage,
that immune system and go.
Now, I'm excited because those of you coming to the Big Pastors event tomorrow, Friday, here in the area, Dr. Howard has done something very gracious. In every single bag, and we have more than 1,300 people coming now, I think, but in every single bag, there's a $25 discount and a couple of books in there about where Balance of Nature came from, how you use it, what you do to figure out your dosage, all this stuff. Really, really generous. Dr. Howard, thank you for making those gifts available personally on behalf of the listeners and everyone else. I just want to say thank you.
And some samples of product.
All right. So that's Friday if you're with us in person. If not, 800-246-8751. Use promo code KMC when you call.